Residential school survivors, their families, and members of the public are coming together to recognize the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, or Orange Shirt Day, which is observed annually across Canada on September 30. The day pays respect to the countless children who never returned home, as well as the survivors of residential schools and their families and communities. In Sault Ste. Marie, dozens have gathered at Shingwak Kinumage Gamig, SKG, and Algoma University for a lineup of free and educational events and cultural workshops for locals of all ages. The day began with a three-hour truth walk at the university where attendees were taken through a tour of the former Shingwak Indian residential school site and its surrounding area, which closed for good more than 50 years ago. It is still undetermined how many unmarked, unrecorded burials of Indigenous children on the former grounds of the institution remain today. Chelsea Pareko, Saturday's tour guide and the granddaughter of a residential school survivor, says there are elements of healing and happiness when educating the public on this dark piece of history. "My grandma was a survivor of this building, and her thing was that the truth had to be shared," she told Sue today. "For me, the most important thing is that I get to bring her words to fruition. Connecting in this way and having our truth and our realities shared is incredibly important. It's a deep responsibility to share all of this. It's draining, it hurts, and it's not an easy story to share. But it's important work, so I love it also." On a day marking the path towards reconciliation, Pareko admits there's a lot of work ahead. "We aren't there yet by any stretch of the imagination," she says. "When I look at how we operate as a community, there's all kinds of things that don't make sense and aren't towards any kind of action or reconciliation. But there's also all this beautiful stuff happening, small acts of defiance and reconciliation that do happen, so you hang on to those things." Across the street at SKG's campus, members of the public had the opportunity to participate in moccasin and medicine pouch workshops. Colleen Nolan, Saturday's moccasin workshop led and Barbara Nolan's daughter, says she's proud to be involved in the education surrounding today's events and encourages locals to listen and learn about Indigenous history. "Don't make it a checkbox. Have those reasons for learning and doing it," she says. "Not just because your operating plan says so, but because you want to learn and want to hear the truth and engage and connect. I love teaching. The moccasins we're making are for children who are about 3 or 4 years old. We wanted to do that to represent the kids who were taken from their homes at that age. Being able to pass that on to make sure that it doesn't die is really important." A Spanish Indian residential school survivor and a widely respected Anishinaabemowin language immersion teacher, Barbara Nolan has left a resounding impact on the community and in her family, according to the proud daughter. "Her passion is almost the same as mine," Colleen says. "It feels like I'm following in her footsteps, which I don't really think about. Seeing all the work she's done just makes me really proud. She's really committed to making our language survive." The National Day for Truth and Reconciliation in Sault Ste. Marie continues this afternoon with the following events at the SKG campus on Queen Street. Residential School Survivors Panel 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Moccasin Workshop and Medicine Pouch Workshop 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. First Generation Discussion Panel 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Healing Song and Jingle Dress Dancers 3:15 p.m. to 4 p.m. Traveling Song and Closing Remarks 4 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. In observance of the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, a number of facilities and services operated by the City of Sault Ste. Marie will be closed on October 2. Tonight, the Sioux Greyhounds will wear Indigenous-inspired jerseys created by Ojibwe woodland artist Thomas Sinclair when they take on the Brantford Bulldogs at the GFL Memorial Gardens. Fans can bid on the game-worn Indigenous heritage jerseys, or buy limited-edition T-shirts, in support of the Indigenous Friendship Center's Mental Health and Addiction Services programs. A national residential school crisis line has been established to provide support to former students and their families. The 24-hour line can be accessed at 1-866-925-4419.